This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Hey everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. Let's just get right into it today. I'm not going to be feisty today because I am here with Miss Sarah Frazier.
Hi, David. Well, I hope you'll be feisty. I want you to be feisty. I mean, give us the feist. Yes.
I was so riled up on our last episode. Jesus Christ. Do you ever get sick of hearing yourself talk? I mean, there are days where I'm just like, I'm over myself.
Oh, I know, me too. I know. Yes. And over it, like, I'm just like, oh, what am I doing? Like, because I do nonstop TLC podcast. I'm like, sometimes I'm sitting there going, why are you watching Sister Wives? I get like, why are you, what are you, like, how are you trying to break down and analyze this? Like, anyway.
Speaking of which, I got some, not to encroach on your territory, because I don't know if you would have these people on, but I got possibly something coming up from TLC. We've been contacted.
Oh, I know exactly who you're talking about. The Colpo sisters. I want the Colpo sisters on too. Okay, that one we're going to have to do dual interviews. Yes, I've already reached out to. I'm like, I have to have them on. And I've got to watch. I actually haven't watched the show, which I really need to, because it's kind of their first go in a long time with actual kind of celebrity people. Normally they don't. So it's very interesting.
Listen, you know what I say? I say that I don't watch unless you're coming on my show. So let's just say that I've watched the first two episodes. And here's the thing about coming on my show. I never, 3 years later, I don't believe it until I'm looking at you in the Zoom. Like things, whatever can go wrong.
I know, so many
managers and networks. Right. So we might be having some TLC shit going on over here. Just, I didn't reach out to them. Not encroaching on your territory. Someone...
I don't mind at all. To me.
Before we get into Miss Shaw and this public breakdown, I need to address this diet because I, you know how when you and I gave a shout out of like, are there any 20 somethings that listen to us? And then I told you I've never received so many DMs in my life. And man, we need to try because we are of the youth, Sarah. I've received more DMs. Even people, I literally got like thousands of DMs being like, are you on Ozempic or Mounjaro? Just come clean, girl. Listen, I'm going to come clean. I mean, I'm not trying to hide anything. I contacted Megan Weaver from Jeff Lewis because she's on the same diet as I am. And she started, I think, a few days after me. No, I'm doing, listen, okay. And I've already referred to friends because someone was like, two of my friends actually listened to this podcast, listen to us. They love you, Sarah. So they're just like, okay, girl, we're like friends with you. We can't find the right doctor for this. Can you refer us? So look, I mean, I get nothing from this. I will refer people if they slip into my DMs and they want a look. I'm not a doctor, so I'm on the Mounjaro diet, which is the controversial. It's somewhat controversial because you're injecting yourself with medicine that was traditionally used for people that have diabetes.
Yes. Oh my God. I mean, David, like I said, I love you. I don't think you need to be on a diet. You're more than the number on a scale. However, if you it's your life, you should do whatever you want. I mean, your face looks thinner, I will say.
Listen to me.
But I don't know, is this safe? And I guess, and you're injecting diabetes medication. And the last time we talked, the side effects were kind of rough. Like, how are you feeling now?
Well, listen, so again, I mean, there's a lot you've just said there. It's like what we were saying last time, like when we were like, look, I mean, is it safe? Look, I've done my research. I'm working with someone really, but first of all, you can't just get this. You can't like go into some back alley. I mean, this is a real prescription with a real person who writes a prescription. So have I lost like 14 pounds in like 2.5 weeks? I've lost 14 pounds already.
How much weight do you want to lose?
Let's not get into, I mean, like, cause no, I mean, it's not like I'm not putting that question off. It's kind of like, look, so this is where I will get on. And so I saw Megan from Jeff Lewis, Megan Weaver, who was on my show, was literally talking about Manjaro. So I DM'd her like, hey girl, guess what? Could we be like Manjaro sisters? Like, you know, it helps like to go through this with someone. She got right back to me. We've been DMing. Like, she's been really open about her journey. Look, I mean, and by the way, there's like 7 other Housewives Bravo people on this. That's not my, it's not my position to out anyone. But look, you inject yourself once a week. And look, I'm not a doctor. So everyone's going to need to speak to this doctor if you want me to refer you. You can't just get it. No, the side effects, girl, they're not friendly. They're not fun. You're the worst to me. There's nausea, there's headaches, and there's exhaustion. I am exhausted 24 hours, despite the fact that I seem like I'm not because I'm drinking a lot of coffee. It's like I have narcolepsy and I could literally close my eyes and fall to the ground and sleep for weeks.
Oh my God. Okay. Oh my God. I'm looking at Megan's Instagram.
She's been posting. So it's like you inject yourself and look, it's, I have asked 1,000 times if it's safe. Am I going to give myself diabetes? Like, look, I think we don't know. The way it works is it's like a semi-glutide. I'm not a doctor. My understanding is what it does. And again, you're not getting this unless you have a prescription and you work with a health professional. My understanding is it digests the food, which doesn't sound healthy to me, but I'm on it. I just gave myself my third shot. I'm due for my fourth shot any day. It digests the food slower. So if you eat a piece of chicken, say you would eat like 4 pieces of chicken, you eat 1 piece of chicken and take a breath. You're like, hey, I'm full. And then it stays in your system. So
okay. Got
this
it.
Is why to me, this works. It's not like, oh my God, I'm on a diet. I'm dying for a slice of pizza. I'm dying for a Chinese. No, I mean, you literally, and I said to them, I'm a boar. Like, look at the wild boar out in the jungle. That's me. I am ravenous. I eat 20. I said, this won't work on me. I'm going to try it. I said, they laughed. It works on it. It won't work on me. Food is like everything. No, you have no hunger, none. So it's not like a miracle. It's not like, oh, I'm so good. No, a normal diet you go on, you're like, I'm eating 400 calories. I'm starving. I'm dying for a slice of pizza. I don't want lettuce. This is like, you can eat anything you want, girl. Go and eat 3 pizzas. You take like 5 bites of a slice of pizza and you're like, I'm going to be sick. I'm so exhausted and stuffed. Yep. So there's a slight element at sometimes of depression because food is such a glorious, beautiful thing, right?
Yes.
So I haven't had a slice of pizza since I started this in like almost in like 3 weeks. Not, it's like you like, yes, I'm craving pizza, but I'm not really. And that's where like the nausea comes in. Like your stomach just doesn't want to eat.
David, this all sounds, here's my thing with the diets always, right? It's like, what is your plan when you go off the diet?
Listen, Sarah, here's the thing. Now, first of all, I'm actually increasing my dose. There's different dosages. After my fourth needle, I'm increasing my dosage, which means the side effects are going to get worse, but I've nothing. I have tried and thank you. I'm not doing this for anyone. I'm not doing this for a man. I am truly, I feel more like the David that I knew in 2019. Literally, nothing has worked for me. Nothing. I've tried everything. I tried the HGT shots where you're all supposed to eat 400 calories. No, nothing has worked for me. Nothing. Atkins, this, meal plans. This is truly, truly, I mean, I'm literally telling you, I lost like 14 pounds in like 2.5 weeks. I mean, I don't know if you could see it on my face. Amazing. I could see it, like, but it's all pants fit looser. And I don't know what my goal is, Sarah. And I haven't really thought through. Here's the way I see it. I'm not worried about what's going to happen when I go off the diet, because when I go off, if I'm already at a certain weight and I just practice somewhat, like I had somewhat healthy, not really healthy practices. I used to drink myself to sleep and pass out every night. But when the world was open, I would just drink vodka and then pass out, but I wouldn't eat. Like I didn't gorge myself. And so if I can just get to where I want to be and just say, look, you've learned, like this does teach you eating habits and portion control, maybe I can start from a base that I'm happy with, because this took 2.5 years. So I'm not going to let it ever get to this again. I knew what was happening during COVID. It wasn't like anyone that's gained weight, I think, other than like a health issue, you know what's happening. Oh, I knew what was happening, girl. When I went up a size, I knew. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I'm never going to see another human being again. I'm home by myself for the rest of my life. We ain't never going to leave the house.
Do you like to exercise? Do you enjoy exercising at all?
I go to the gym every morning at the crack of dawn. I was late today, went at 6 a.m. I love and hate it at the same time. I go every day. I know that if I don't go, I'm not going to be happy, but I rarely miss a day. At most, I'll miss one day a week. So I exercised all through COVID. Even when I was heavier, I exercised. It was never the gym. It's true what they say. It's really, the gym helps, but it's really what you put into your
body.
Yes,
it is what you eat. It's 90% what you eat in temperature. That's why I was saying, like, you should only, like, just go to the gym a couple days a week. Okay, but you have to go. Yeah, you got to do what's best for you. I just walk a lot and go to the gym once in a while and do a yoga class. And
so people can reach out to me. People have been reaching out to me. I've referred some people because they're like, I want to know. So that's why I'm talking about this, not, you know how you say sometimes on the air, you talk about your things and you're like, these are highly rated episodes. I'm not trying to make this podcast about me. I'm just saying
people are interested though.
I have never received so many DMs of people being like, I want a referral. What is this? And look, just because I refer you doesn't mean it's a real help. You have to get a blood test before you do this. I don't know, but I've asked her a million times, is it safe? And she's like, it is. And I'm still on it and I'm injecting myself and the side effects are bad, but here we are and I'm going to up my dosage and the side effects are going to be worse. And I'm getting through it, Sarah, but it is working. And that is, I mean, listen, so, and anyone follow Megan Weaver, cause she's on it too. And she started like a week out. I'm like, girl, are you tired? She's like, bitch, I went to bed at 7 PM. I'm like, honey, I went to bed at 6 PM. It's not great.
Oh my God. Look, I want you to be you and be healthy and do whatever makes you happy. I could never, all that sounds awful to me, but I've had my own food journey and went to a mindful eating therapist for like 2 years and then like figured out my eating issues. And now like I eat 3 meals a day. I never count calories. Like I don't snack. And I don't know. I mean, there are times when I don't like my body, but then I'm like, okay, you like have to be grateful. Like you've had a child, you've survived everything. Like you're healthy. So I don't know.
And by the way, this is not body shaming. This is nothing. This is like, just like Bethany telling everyone to fuck off when she says she's not sure about the vaccine anymore. I am doing this for me. I love all shapes and sizes and it's not to get someone and it's, I don't give a fuck if someone wants to date me. Like this is truly like, wow. Like I feel I'm happy with what I'm doing. So that's all. So if anyone wants information, DM me. Everyone has been asking and I'm like, I can't answer 8,000 DMs. So here we go. There it is. I will continue to monitor my journey.
People want to know. Yes. Okay.
As of now, I'm 14 pounds down. So there you go.
Oh my God. Okay.
So when you ask me what my goal is, that's a bad question. Cause girl, when something works, I don't know. I see stars in my eyes. So
you're like 100 pounds.
It's funny. It's funny. Cause I actually said that the other day, cause I have a friend, one in particular,
who is
just, my friend Lisa. Hey Lisa, shout out. She is literally mortified. She's like, I don't want to hear about this. I want you off this. Like she is disgusted that I'm doing this. She's like, this is so not, watch, something's going to happen to me. And then I'm going to be like, I shouldn't just keep my big mouth shut. So knock on wood, God forbid. Anyway, that is it. I'll keep you posted on the updates, everyone. And slip into my DMs if you want info. And guess what? guess what? Someone that has bigger problems than a diet, as you say, the world is bigger. Jen Shah.
Yeah, you're more than the number on a scale, but it's true. Anyway.
You guys know I'm always on the go and running around with this job, and I've never made a priority of hydrating and putting the right nutrients into my body, and I always find myself hungry. That's why 310 Nutrition for me has been a lifesaver. Their water hydrators are great. You add them to water, and they make your water so delicious. They have refreshing, healthy lemonade mixes without sugar, and my personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. My favorite's the caramel sundae, but they also have vanilla cake, shamrock cream, chocolate icing. One of these shakes, it totally satisfies my hunger. It cures up my carb craving. It cures my sugar craving. It's low fat and low carbs. And hello, it tastes like dessert. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Remember that season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians when Scott Disick became a lord and he now wants us to refer to him as Lord Disick? Well, you know what? I've been obsessed with doing the same thing ever since then. And now I found out there's actually a way. I need to tell you guys about Highland Titles. This is a company that's been running for 16 years and they can make you a lord or a lady for less than $50. The way they do this is by allowing you to buy a piece of land as little as 1 square foot from their Highland estate. This legitimately makes you a Scottish landowner, allowing you to claim the title of lord or lady. Now I'm in the process of doing this. So once it's done, you know, I'd like you to refer to me as Lord David. Now, as we head into the Christmas period or for any special event such as birthdays or anniversaries, by visiting Highland Titles, you can get an amazing and truly everlasting gift for your loved one. Once you've ordered your gift from Highland Titles, you or your loved one will get an official personalized certificate and a beautiful gift in the mail, access to the online dashboard where you can download your certificate, view images of the land, and if you ever visit Scotland, you can visit your very own small patch of the Scottish countryside at the Highland Titles Nature Reserve. By visiting highlandtitles.com and using the discount code VELVET, you get 15% off anything on the site. highlandtitles.com, use code VELVET and get 15% off.
It is true.
You know what? Guess what? Let's say last one thing. When I was gaining all this weight during COVID and I was sitting home with my blanket and my candles and looking and doing this podcast, it was happy weight, girl. I was happy. I mean, I wasn't that miserable during the pandemic. I mean, other than I was like, I can stay home for the rest of my life with my blanket and my bathrobe and just doing this podcast. So yeah, you are more than a skit because no one, I didn't lose any friends. This is truly for
as long, yeah. And I'm always like, as long as you're doing it for you, it's great. It's just that people have this vision that they're going to lose weight and suddenly their life is so different.
God, no, no. Right?
And everything stays
to be honest with you, sweetheart, more guys were barking up this fucking tree when I was a fatty. More people wanted me with an extra 40 pounds on. So this is, trust me, if I was going by my like people that want me, I would just pack on probably another 40 pounds at this rate because I've never had so much attention in my life. It's just, this is This is for me. This is what I, and I feel healthier, and there are some health benefits. Jen Shaw. Now here's the thing. I just don't like overly dramatic people, which is a crazy statement considering what I do.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's all we talk about are these people. Yes, go on.
But not in the real world. Like, this woman is just unhinged. Did you see this video the other week where she went crazy?
I did. And I'm not surprised. Are you? I mean, this woman scammed older people out of millions of dollars of their Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security savings. Are we shocked? No. Now, in this video that TMZ, of course, has posted and now is everywhere, she's in Salt Lake. Looks like she's outside of some restaurant, maybe in a parking lot. There's four or five people. She's yelling and screaming. I have two questions. Was Coach Shaw there? I keep seeing all these comments, where's Coach Shaw? And I can't figure out if they're meaning where's Coach Shaw in the video or just like in general.
I
don't know who she's actually having this yelling match confrontation with, right?
I don't think we know. I think some people pointed out, like, they thought it was a family member. People are really trying to make out what she was saying. My read of it is it maybe was a family member. I don't think that Coach Shaw was there. I don't think. But my whole thing is here. This is just where I go. Again, no criticism. If you are facing federal, like a federal sentencing and jail time, and I know, like, what is so bad? Like, what has, like, I think she's going to react worse to whatever she was screaming at than the actual sentence. Like, I don't understand. I just don't understand. It's very rare that I just don't understand someone. I just don't understand this woman.
I mean, I have so many takes. By the way, the New York Post says that details of the argument remain unclear. One of the people kept mentioning someone's husband while another hurled homophobic slurs. Page Six has reached out to Shaw's rep for comment. The 49-year-old is set to be sentenced in December for wire fraud, which she was pled guilty to earlier
December, as in 3 days from now. Come on, guys. What is so, you know, like, look, maybe you're acting out, but also, I mean, my bigger issue is, like, I know it's Salt Lake. It's not LA. It's not, you know, JFK when you get off the plane and you're Brad Pitt and there's 700 paparazzi in the airport for you. Like, you know how it works. Like, you know, there's camera phones. Like, it didn't go through your mind, like, just to keep it quiet that, like, this was going to be all over. Like, are you happy this is out there? I don't know. Like, again, if I wasn't on camera, even if I hated you, I would never scream like that. I just don't have that in me unless you really, like, I don't know. But in what world are you doing this for the public's opinion, the public to weigh in, the public to see, right? I don't know.
I mean, she's just, it's such a mess, right? I mean, and now she's like going after, you know, Andy because the after show, she's not a part of that. People are questioning if she's going to be on the reunion. I would think for sure she's going to be on the reunion. And, you know, one of our sayings that we enjoy on this show is two things can be true at once. I mean, people are saying you better put Jen Shaw. She needs to be on the after show. She needs to be on the reunion because she is the fucking show. I mean, I will say this. They're right. Like, without Mary Cosby, without Jen Shaw, they're in trouble, I think. I do. I mean, I love Heather. I love Whitney. I love Lisa and Meredith. I actually really enjoy this season. I know people are not generally fans of this season, but Jen brings the drama. I mean, what are they going to do without Jen? At the same time, you know, Jen is like resharing, posting all these things about the show is nothing without Jen. I mean, it's just to me so... I don't know. You know, it's like we've seen this like very Trumpian style, you know, kind of like I'm the greatest and it works for a little while and then it like doesn't work. And it's like, it doesn't work now that you've been found guilty of wire fraud. And, you know, and again, I just, it's so weird to me, the energy towards Jen Shaw on social media versus Erica Jayne. It's, I will never... You are literally looking at her. And I mean, Jen Shaw is doing dances on, you know, she's doing TikTok trends. People are like, oh my God, Jen is the shit. Like, she's the show. I'm like, I do not get the support for Jen Shaw versus Erica Jayne. It's really mind blowing to me.
I agree with you 100%. I think that Jen Shaw's behavior is much more offensive than Erica Jane's. I don't even think Erica, I told you, Erica doesn't bother me anymore. I've come. She doesn't bother me. She doesn't bother me. Hate us, haters, leave her comments.
And I mean, we'll get into EJ and that big story that broke with the LA Times, you know, this past week about Tom Girardi, CFO, embezzling money too, millions, and arrested on his way back. That's a whole other, yeah.
Just about Salt Lake, I'll say before we go there. I mean, I agree with you, everything about that. I don't understand why people don't hate Jen Shaw. I agree with you. Two things get to be true. Look, she's not on the after show. She's not going to be on Watch What Happens. My prediction is, I don't know. It doesn't look like she's going to be at the reunion. She's not at BravoCon. She's not at the after show. She's not going to Watch What Happens. How can she be at the reunion?
Oh, I think she has to be. I don't know. I mean, it's interesting though. I'd love to be a fly on the wall on the Andy meetings, you know, because Andy sort of insinuated that BravoCon, right? Once she pled guilty, it's kind of game over. Like, I don't know. I mean, now it's interesting.
But why wasn't it game over for Teresa? I don't
understand. Because Joe Giudice really committed the crime. I mean, and Joe Giudice is not on the show. Joe Giudice can't even live in America anymore. I mean, you know, Teresa, at least what the court of law found.
But Joe got that spinoff while Teresa was in jail. They had the specials. I mean, Teresa still pled guilty. She still had to plead guilty and go to jail. I mean, I guess it's a little different.
Well, I do wonder, like, will Jen Shaw get a special? I would like to see that. To me, people are calling double standard. They're calling all these things, calling it racist that he's not giving Jen Shaw a special. First of all, we don't know that he isn't. Second, you know, Teresa and Joe Giudice were the backbone of a show for years and years and years. Now, Jen Shaw, again, like I just said a few minutes ago, is like, she's a staple on this show, but the show is much newer. When Joe and Teresa, all their legal troubles started, I mean, we were season 8, they've been well established as one of the highest rated franchises. So I think there's a lot of other factors as to why Joe and Teresa got a special, you know, versus where Jen Shaw is at. And you know, we only know what we know about this criminal case. And certainly you as an attorney know this. There's a lot of stuff, probably legally behind the scenes, that Bravo is being given that we may not even be privy to about this case. It could be far worse. You know, she could be accused of way worse shit than we even know. And basically she took this plea deal because she's thinking, all right, I'll probably get 8 years out in 4, you know, which is the best case scenario versus like what we talked about. You roll the dice, you go to trial. She could have done 30, and there could have been a whole other bunch of evidence that was introduced that we don't even know, right? So I just feel like it's so weird. The audience is so crazy. I don't know why people are coming so hard for Andy over this. And maybe legally, Andy and Bravo were privy to other shit she's done. And they're like, we can't, if this came out, we can't be having her on, giving her a platform and promoting her. I don't know. I'm just saying this could be other things.
I agree with you. And I do agree that, you know, listen, I love everyone you mentioned, Whitney, Meredith, Lisa, Heather. It's not gelling for me this season. It's not gelling. I am with all the others disagreeing with you. I don't get it. I really, really, I loved Salt Lake season 2 and I really liked it season 1. I am so bored. I don't even know really what I'm watching. We're talking about forming a choir and who's the best. And I just am like, it's just, I'm so, and it's like the OC, man. It's like the OC. I don't know. Let's see what happens when it's back. But I am so bored with this season of the OC. I finally have said it. I'm finally out of the closet. I don't like this season of the OC. Of Salt Lake there. And so, right. So Jen is saying, like, let's see what ratings happen without me. Two things get to be true. I agree. I actually think she would get a special spinoff with Andy, like sit down one-on-one before she goes to the reunion. I don't know. I mean, I just don't know. I mean, I guess I can see her at the reunion, but if anyone wants her on the after show or Watch What Happens, it's not happening. Like, they're really done with her. They're really done with her.
Because she is a criminal. Like, I mean, it's just to me, it's like, you guys, she knowingly for 10 fucking years. I mean, do you know what you have to do to have the FBI watching you like for years? I mean, like, this is what I mean. I'm just going through her comments on her Instagram. People are just like, too cute. I love you, Jen Shah. And then people are defending her. Like, people are like,
but these people are, well, I mean, they'll still love you, I guess, when you're in jail. I mean, how hot is that to love and comment on someone who's in jail? Like, I mean, finally, but
one person with some sense on her thing. Actually, Jen, you need the church after your crimes. You have no place making fun of anyone. Good. Yeah. Finally, somebody. When are you going to be sentenced? Good. Wow. All these people who are dogging on Jen make me sick. We don't know what she did or didn't do. She took a plea to save her life, people. Just leave the poor woman alone and move on to somebody else. You guys, she had her assistant turned on her. All these people that were a part of this crime, you know, I mean, they admitted to everything that went down.
The FBI does not indict you if you are not guilty. It's that simple. It's that simple. Sorry, she did this. Whether you like her or not, she did this.
To me, what I think is so selfish, and I don't know. I mean, you know, once you have a family, like once you have children, it's not about you. And to me, I think the saddest part is her kids and like family members. I mean, they're the ones that are suffering so much. And it's just like, to me, she just doesn't care. She's just out there. I don't know.
Coach Shaw seems like the nicest guy. So I don't know. But I mean, to have that breakdown when you're going to be sentenced, I wouldn't even. What is happening that is so bad that you're that upset? Is it worse than getting your sentence of many years in jail? I don't know. I really don't know.
I don't either. It's just complete. I don't think she has any awareness for what is really happening.
Speaking of, okay, let's speak about Erica's stuff. I was going to say something else, but since you brought that up.
CFO of Girardi Keys, guy who handled a lot of the money behind the scenes, was a partner, arrested in Baltimore, Maryland. Shout out to Baltimore, where I was in D.C. for years. And, you know, huge. How they got him, I guess they got tipped off that he was coming back from the Bahamas. He'd purchased 4 homes, 5 homes, embezzled $10 million plus. I mean, unbelievable. Donald Alway, the assistant director in charge of the field office, is the son of Girardi's former girlfriend and secretary. His mother, Michelle Alway, received hundreds of thousands of dollars from Girardi and his law firm during the mid-1990s, according to court papers. Let's see. That's an FBI agent who's now reportedly tied to it.
Are just so, guys, whatever your scheme is, if it starts at A, trust me, it goes to Z. It's kind of like those movies, like where you break in, you want to rob someone, then you shoot them, then you're running away and you shoot another person. It's like one of those, like then you get in an accident, you kill the police officer. It's more like
it's that light that match. And David, this is just breaking 16 hours ago. So I haven't read this, but this is the headline. Los Angeles FBI head owns house paid for by Tom Girardi. Okay, that's breaking. I don't even know the scoop on that. Okay, so this just goes to show.
Are you sure? Or did he buy the mansion? I thought he bought the Girardi mansion. I saw that. It's new. We all get so busy in our daily lives, but I can't stress how important it is to prioritize your mental health and wellness every day. Because if your mind is clear, it allows you to accomplish everything else that you want to accomplish in your day. And when you work on yourself, you start to see positive changes in all areas of your life. Talkspace has helped me with all of that, and I wholeheartedly recommend them. I can't tell you how much they've helped me with therapy. You can sign up online, you get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you, typically within only 48 hours. You can text, video, or send voice messages to your licensed therapist at any time. And it's so incredibly convenient. I mean, I don't like leaving my house, nor do I have time. You get to have virtual sessions right from the comfort of your own home. And did you know Talkspace is the number one therapy platform? They have licensed therapists in over 40 specialties, anxiety, depression, relationships, and so much more. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $100 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/velvet. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com. talkspace.com/velvet to get $100 off your first month. So don't wait till something goes wrong in your life to start working with a therapist. That's talkspace.com/velvet. Are you sure it wasn't just that he bought the mansion in that fire sale? Or is it like he got a house paid for or something?
No, I think... But, this is breaking.
Yeah, this is important. But let me also tell you that Miss Girardi, some people call her Erica Jane, Miss Girardi has really taken this to the bank. And she is commenting like, huh, look at this guy that's being indicted. And Erica is just taking this as more good news for herself, which will make everyone listening very upset, even though they're not upset at Jen Shah. And everyone's going to say to me, David, we have the answer. The difference is Jen has been with us for 2 years. Erica's been with us for 9 or whatever the fuck it is. I get it. I still don't understand why it's like a different standard. I just don't get it.
I really truly believe Erica did not know anything. By the way, this is breaking news. LA Times. The FBI's Los Angeles field office, which is leading the high-profile investigation into Tom Girardi, is refusing to answer questions about the relationship among the agency's top local official, his mother, and the disgraced legal legend. Donald Olway, the assistant director in charge of the FBI field office here in Los Angeles, is the son of Girardi's former girlfriend and secretary. His mother, Michelle Olway, received hundreds of thousands of dollars from Girardi and his law firm during the mid-1990s, according to court papers. By that period, Girardi had already started misappropriating client settlement money for his own purposes, a practice that continued into recent years, according to court filings from bankrupt trustees. So now, the guy that's the head of the FBI here in Los Angeles
paid off.
Was hooking up with Tom Girardi and was the secretary. Tom, do you guys realize how fucking shady Tom was? Tom had bought off everyone. Do people have no morals anymore? I'm sorry.
Apparently not.
I don't know. If somebody came to us and said, I'll give you $400,000. What? Listen, guys,
I've said before, everyone wants to know why I have my life views of there's no teams. We're just boiling it down. People are so motivated by money and sex. What else are people motivated by? Love, I guess. I don't know. Sometimes I think I'm a fucked up person that just has such a negative, but it's not a negative view of the world. I'm very happy. People do things for money, Sarah. It's really sick. It's sick.
Tom must have been cheating on dear Erica, though. Don't you think? I mean, Tom was obviously cheating on Erica for years and years. Do we think she knew that? She must have probably known that, do we think?
I mean, and did she care? It's almost like, you know.
Yeah, did she care? Yeah.
I mean, I hate to be stereotypical, but if you're married to someone that you don't necessarily want to have sex with, and they have a lot of money, like I'm sure a lot of marriages, you're like, please cheat, please stay out. Come home at 2 a.m. and crawl in bed and pass out. Just don't touch me. If she didn't want to have sex with him, she was probably thrilled, right? Let's take the PJ. Let's go on a Pretty Mess tour. Mikey and I are having lunch at, you know, Bergdorf. And I mean, is that such a bad thing? Like, did she care?
Maybe she didn't. I don't think so. Because, you know, Erica is like so many people that come to LA, right? With a dream. I mean, I think Erica really knew she'd made it when she married him, for sure. You know, and like, you've always described that scene. I just think she never questioned the money. And, you know, he was embezzling, allegedly, according to these bankruptcy filings in the 90s before Erica, you know, before he met Erica, he started embezzling all that money and obviously probably bribing people. And, you know, I mean, and you read this too. There were over 200 since 1982, 84, over 200 complaints to the Bar Association here in California about him. And finally, and I give credit to the bar, they've said, look, you know, we don't want to release all this information because it does make it look terrible. But the new woman that is running it says it is important that we bring this to light. We're not going to cover up what other people may have covered up. But I mean, basically what she's insinuating is Tom probably knew people at the bar. They turned a blind eye. 200 fucking, I mean, you're a lawyer. I mean, I have to imagine that's excessive. I think every attorney probably gets complaints. Everybody is going to get a disgruntled, you know, people are bananas too. So you're going to get disgruntled clients that no matter what you did for them, they're going to bitch about you. Okay. So every attorney, you're going to get a couple, but 200?
That's a lot.
And they didn't, I mean, that's insane. And they turned a blind eye since the 80s. Good for the bar here in California for bringing it to light. But I mean, Tom was such a, what a fucking piece of shit. You know, what a piece of shit. And like,
yeah,
I love Erica. I don't, but see, I mean, are you married to that for 20 years and don't know what a piece of shit he is? Probably not. I mean, which is unbelievable.
I don't know, but you know what I do know? Yeah, I mean, like, no, I mean, like, these are all good thoughts. I was going to say one thing that I am, people are now obsessed with. I was obsessed a few weeks ago. Everyone's thinking that Ashley's TikTok video 2 weeks ago, they're like, I noticed a Minnesota license plate. It looked like a New York apartment to me. I'm not going to lie. Everyone's like, she was in Luke's apartment. I just want to say again, I am so for Ashley and Luke. I am so for it in so many different ways. Don't you think?
Yes, I love it. I think I love to see her age appropriate. He's hot.
She needs a hot guy after Darby, right? She needs someone hot.
She needs someone so hot. I love it. They're so good together. I hope it's working. Also, I'm a fan of RHOPH this season.
You are? Because you weren't loving it a few weeks ago.
I'm back on board. I really like it. They had a big scene this week where apparently Michael Darby is making the show.
You just love when Michael Darby's on that
show. I do. I think Michael Darby is great for TV. You know, apparently he was hiring a male prostitute in Washington, D.C. for years. And here's another one. I think Ashley just knows. I think she knows all of what he's been doing. You know, I mean, they openly talk about they've had threesomes. Ashley would find a girl. Michael wanted to. I mean, they just have lived this life. She's aware of all of it. And do I think Michael is with dudes? 100%. And, you know, I think Ashley just doesn't really say much. You know, she just says, oh, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. You know, but.
You know what's really funny? Well, of course.
She's fine with all of it.
Of course, it's our girl, Candy Gal. We love our sloppy Candy Gal. Of course, she's the one that has to bring this out. But you know what's really funny? That the guy you and I talked about that I told you was DMing me, the one that got up at BravoCon and said I slept with Michael.
Yes.
He like texted me and said, hey, girl, it's not me. And he's like, what the hell did I do? I like gave it away for free. And I'm like, yeah, girl. Like, what were you doing? I mean, I don't know why you gave it away to this guy for free. Like, so he's like, that's not me. And I'm like, no, I mean, I never thought. But yes, apparently Michael slept with a prostitute and Candy Gal is putting it out there. What about this Juan Dixon stuff?
Oh, my God. This is crazy, too. Crazy. Again.
It's all alleged. No.
All alleged. But essentially, there was an assistant coach under Juan Dixon that was catfishing and
a male coach
was catfishing and blackmailing a player, a male player,
another guy. Okay. And just made him, I guess they had like I think they had an interaction on FaceTime or something, and the guy had video and said, if you don't give me sex, I'm going to show this to everyone that you're gay, I think is what. So he was catfishing him. I guess they maybe like jerked off on like, I can't like video, like FaceTime together or something. And then he went and said to the player, hey, cyber is great, but I want to touch in person. And if you don't let me touch, I'm releasing this to all your players that you're a little bit gay over here. And the guy was like, so I guess that is now found out. And they're saying what that Juan had knowledge that this was happening.
Juan, it was reported to Juan, and Juan did not do anything about it. Right. And he's now being named in the lawsuit. Coach Luchin Brownlee has been accused of catfishing a player named Evan Williams online. Eventually, their online encounters allegedly progressed to graphic texts and photos.
Right.
In the lawsuit, Williams accuses Brownlee of blackmailing him into recording sexual encounters that basically you all said. And then Dixon is named in the lawsuit for not taking action against Brownlee after he learned of his behavior. The university has been accused of retaliating against him by snatching Williams' financial aid.
Wow. Interesting. Yeah. I mean, it's just like an Erica. It's just like anything. Like, if you know of something, you've got to go and at least escalate it, right? It's like an HR
ASAP.
Thing. If something is illegal, you call the police. If you think something's happening, like you got to escalate it because you will be implicated. You know, you can't really, Erica's never going to be charged with anything criminally. I hate to break it to everyone, but like the fact that you're in this mess, like you just got to escalate it. You just got to. That's the bottom line. You got to protect yourself. So I guess, right, if Juan really knew, I mean, we don't know the details. Like, yeah, you got to go to the head of the university and just say, like, I'm bringing this to your attention and I don't know if it's bullshit. Like, that's what I would have done. I would have been like, look, this could be all a bunch of nonsense. You know, with
yeah, but you have to at least report it. This is, but what has been reported to me,
document and an email, and then that is it. You are out of it. I mean, you could still be, I guess, named in a suit, but at least there's a paper trail that you did the right thing, and then it's on someone else. Yep, 100%. What has turned you around before we wrap up on this season of RHOP? Is it the fact that Robin is calling Wendy the meanest person she's ever met? Like, what is it?
Well, I'm getting excited because I love the crossover of Peter, you know, Cynthia Bailey's ex, Peter. Oh, my God. Why am I drawing a blank?
Peter Thomas.
Thank you, Peter Thomas. I am excited. Like, Peter Thomas is like popping up on this this season all the time. I really like that. I hope one of the women ends up hooking up with Peter Thomas. Peter's hot.
He's
so hot. You know, I think it's got the potential to be a New Jersey. You know, we know Mia, there's a lot that's going to be coming out about Mia, her finances, you know, supposedly the brother-in-law or whatever of Mia stole all their money. Now that, I don't know if that's going to be captured in this season or not.
It might be after, I think.
I don't know. I just think there's a lot there. Like, you know, the Chris thing really is so stupid, and I think people are getting over that. It's so dumb. No one believes for a minute that Chris is hitting on Giselle or making any of the women feel uncomfortable. You know, Michael, I think, will cause drama without even being on, which is great.
Icon.
Icon. I mean, Michael Darby deserves a daytime Emmy. I mean, that man has done so much. I don't know. I'm kind of getting more into it, I guess. What are you hearing? Are you hearing I was not that into
I think people are liking it. Look, it's not like stellar for me, but I like it a lot. And I like it a trillion times more than Salt Lake. Salt Lake is the one. I agree with you. I don't know what is going to happen when Jen goes to jail and we have four housewives. Like, bringing in new people, how is that going to change? Like, you just need that gold of like a Luann and Tom, or Luann's arrested, or Teresa, Melissa, Erica. Like, we need like something real. We need like another Jen Shah scandal to happen. I think I'm starting to have strange thoughts about the longevity of Salt Lake. I'm starting to not see it. If we're struggling here, what are we going to do next season to change this around? There's no real weak link. There's no real like, oh, you know, like get rid of Meredith and then do that. No, they're all fine, all four of them. But what, three more wives are going to change the whole dynamic? How? You're going to have to get like pay dirt, like this one slept with that one's husband, like something real, something that's, I mean, again, when you're the producer and you sit down, okay, what is going on in your life or your story? In what world do they say, yes, Heather, the choir is great. That's it. We're choosing that one for you, girl. I mean, you had nothing else, Heather? Man.
Well, the Mormon book looks like it could be very explosive. That could be really good. Sure. I'm excited about the Mormon book.
And Meredith is certainly taking a backseat this season. What does Meredith have going on? I mean, I know, love not Meredith. Much. I'm just so bored, Sarah. I'm so bored. Oh.
No, I think they got it. I think they got an issue. But, you know, I don't know. Jen leaving, does that pave the way for Mary coming back? Does Mary come back with a friend, with an ally? I don't know. You know, I mean, that could be really good.
And can Mary come back? Or is she now in that just that shit too problematic category? I don't know.
It's a fine line. I mean,
Mary just really is a fine line. Mary, there's no acting. You want your authentic housewives. There it is. Mary,
there's got to be more people in Salt Lake City, Utah that are like married to their cousins or their, you know, great grandfather or something. I mean, come on. I mean, we've got to have more Mormon drama. I don't know what
they tried. Three of them, Angie H, the other Angie, and Donna and Dana. These three, are they doing it for you? These three friends of that they tried to be housewives.
Angie is. I think Angie could do it. I think Angie could make her way like Marlo on. Well, I mean, come on. I thought that was pretty good that the husband had a Finsta and was like defending her, and Meredith and her man, her husband, were like, what? I mean, that's,
or
I think
is it thirsty? Crazy. Or is it like these two are just, because there is that thirst vibe of like, you did what you had to get on the show. I don't know. No offense to Angie. I'm just throwing out the, I see what you're saying. I do, but there's
Salt Lake has to be there. I mean, there has to be just other crazy people. But, you know, I mean, look, I'm in producing. The hardest part is getting people that don't even know how crazy they are. Yes. That's like what you want. You know.
Do you know who that is?
You.
Well, yeah, it's me too.
I thought you were raising your hand.
No, it's not me. It's Mary Cosby. That's Mary. Exactly. That was Mary. Mary doesn't realize how off she is when she looks up and she says, "Shut up, you little girl," to Whitney. She doesn't realize anything of what she's doing or saying. She's like, "You're a little girl. I just don't like you." She doesn't realize she's making like TV gold in these sentences.
Right.
I agree with you though about the, which is again, you know, I love someone that walks away and yes, she was fired. She didn't go to the reunion. I agree with you. I think Mary looked and said, "I got a good thing in life. And money and like living is more important than this shit called fame. And I don't want you talking about my church no more." And guess what? We're not.
Yeah, because I mean, if she had stayed, that church would have been the huge, you know, everybody would have come for that church. You know, where's the money going? I mean, obviously, we know if you have a church, you don't pay taxes, you know, you get a lot of breaks. I mean, you know, yeah. Like I've always said, I think Mary is very smart. I think Mary knew the writing was on the wall. If they stayed, oh boy, you know, and you don't know how far, because then they had multiple churches or something. I mean, you don't know how far that's gone for how long. So,
I mean, look, she pushed her mama out of the way and married her grandfather to get to running the church and have all the money. So, I mean, yeah, Miss Cosby lands on her feet. She's like Erica. She's another one. These are like Mary Cosby is a survivor. She is a survivor. She will, I think, right. I think she was like, I agree with you. I think she's smart. And I think she's like, wait a second, you're going to be talking about my source of income? What's more important, fame or money? I mean, Jen Shah says fame. You know, she thinks fame is more important than freedom. But Mary got the hell out of Dodge, and I agree with you.
No, we're in trouble in Salt Lake, for sure. We're in trouble.
Definitely in trouble.
We got four good ones, but oof, we need other people.
Next week, we'll have to talk about this. We have so much more we didn't get to. We're going to have to do it on our next episode, Sarah. But
so much. I know.
Anything else you want to talk about before we say goodbye?
No, I mean, we covered a lot. I was going
to
see.
You guys just have to keep like, I mean, yes, we could talk about like Lindsay and Amanda are in a feud, blah, blah. Amanda from Summer House said Lindsay's the one who's rudest to fans. She was baited by Andy, they're saying, and Lindsay saying, but I leave my house a lot more. So if you were out living your life as much as me, you would be ruder to fans too, because you're in your house. And for every one time you go out, I go out 100 times. Little Summer House drama. I don't know. I kind of like the off-air Summer House drama. I had Lindsay.
Well, I mean, God, we have so much New Jersey to cover. You know, Louis's ex-wife speaking out for the first time.
Hey, we haven't even gotten into. We have so much to get to. Well,
we didn't get to canceling of selling Tampa and why that might have been.
I watched it. I liked it, and we didn't get into Denise Richards being shot at. in a hostile car. You know, and it's, we're gonna go, guys. It wasn't her, but you got, have you seen the comments that are like,
oh,
it
my
was
God.
Rita. Rita did it. Rita shot at Denise. Kind of humorous, not humorous at all. Kind of humorous, not humorous at all.
Yes.
Okay. Sarah, we're gonna follow you at the Sarah Fraser Show, me at Behind the Velvet Rope, and just what a pleasure to speak to you today again.
Love you, David. Always. Bye,
talk
gorgeous.
To you soon. Bye. See ya.
Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.